When you go to the doctor, especially a surgeon, there's a pretty good chance that person wasn't born here. While immigrants make up about 5% of the population in Ohio, some 30% of physicians in the state are foreign-born, WOSU's Paige Flager reports.
Deepa Halaharvi is a morning person.
Eat, read, pray, and then get ready to go to work. And usually I'm out the door like around 6:15 to 6:30.
Waking up early was a habit she started in medical school. She was a wife, a mother of two young kids, and the caretaker for her sick father. 3 a.m. was just about the only time she had to study.
You have to work hard. You have to get straight A's. You have to be the best at what you do to be noticed, you know. And so, those are the things that are in your control that you can do. And so I think it's something, in order to be successful, those are your weapons.
Halaharvi attributes that mentality to growing up as an immigrant in the United States. Her family left India when she was 17, so she and her siblings could get ahead in life.
One of the teachings that was instilled by my dad is whatever you do, be good at it, be great at it. But so it didn't matter if I was a waitress. He'd say, be the best waitress you can be. So when I finished my breast surgery training, my prayer was really, how can I be the best breast surgeon possible? And really the answer came in form of my own diagnosis.
8 months into starting her dream job as a breast cancer surgeon at Ohio Health, Halaharvi herself was diagnosed with the exact ailment she helped others overcome. Halaharvi is one of many immigrants in the state, behind a somewhat surprising statistic. Surgeons and doctors in Ohio are nearly 30% foreign-born.
Remember that the overall population that's foreign-born in Ohio is just 5%, so you can see immigrants are really overrepresented in that occupation.
Dan Wallace is with the New American Economy, a nonprofit research group that examines the role immigrants, documented or not, have on the economy. He analyzes census data and found immigrants also make up a good percentage of software developers and nail salon and beauty workers. 14% of STEM workers in Ohio are immigrants, according to the data. Wallace says that information isn't surprising, considering the educational attainment in some immigrant communities.
Immigrants are a little bit more likely than the U.S.-born in Ohio to have less than a high school degree, but they're also more than twice as likely to have a graduate degree.
Wallace says having a high percentage of foreign-born doctors and surgeons in a state with many rural areas could help increase access to health care. The American Association of Medical Colleges estimates the U.S. is short tens of thousands of physicians, especially in rural areas.
There's a huge need for folks in those occupations, and so we should be thinking about, you know, immigrants as a potential, you know, piece of the solution to healthcare shortages overall and in states across the country.
Halaharvi says her personal experiences as an immigrant help her empathize with her patients, many of whom in the Columbus area are immigrants themselves. About 11% of the population in Columbus is foreign-born. Still, she says she faces questions about her background and her abilities.
When people come in, they do have a little bit of reservation as to how I would treat them. Do I speak English? Am I going to give them the same care or not? And I've even had a patient husband asked me the country I came from, if I was allowed to talk. And I'm like, you should, just from our interaction, you should be able to tell that I talk a lot. So,
despite the challenges she faced to get where she is today, Halaharvi is quick to say that she is lucky. The number of immigrant doctors is already high, but doesn't include the thousands of foreign-trained doctors who live in the U.S. but haven't been able to obtain a license to practice medicine in the States. Paige Flager, WOSU News.